It's a little harder to get used to the idea that it's December already, but here it is. And it's not only the first day of December, it's the first day of the new year in the church. You can see we have the ceremony for the lighting of the Advent candle on the Advent wreath. You see the purple color in the church here, signs that we have started the year, the new year, we started the new season. I don't say Happy New Year anymore on the first Sunday of Advent because it just confuses people and no one knows how to respond anyway. Besides, in the church, the beginning of the new liturgical year is not an occasion to celebrate for its own sake. It's rather an occasion to begin the formal preparations for something much more important and much more worthy of celebration, that is, the birthday of Jesus Christ. Last Sunday we celebrated, you could say, the end of the story of Jesus, that is, his eternal reign as King of the universe. It was the feast of Christ the King. And on Christmas we celebrate the beginning of his journey in time, his birth from the Virgin Mary. But we're not at Christmas yet. We're not there yet. We're at the beginning of Advent. Advent is an important season of preparation, of renewal, of deeper conversion. Well, what are we preparing for? Officially, we are preparing for two things. Not only for the celebration of Christmas, that's one, the celebration of the first coming of Christ, but we are also preparing for the second coming of Jesus Christ at the end of time. About his first coming, well, at the time, almost no one knew about it, and almost no one was really prepared for it. But now, 2,000 years later, and there's no doubt that Christmas Day is going to arrive on December 25. The only question is whether we will be ready or not. About his second coming, well, no one knows. We just don't know when that will be. And so the question of whether we are ready or not becomes even more important. Are we ready for his coming? Are we ready today? That's the question. Well, our bishop, Bishop Jesse Mercado, has written a pastoral letter for the beginning of Advent, and he speaks about this very thing in his letter. The title is Maranatha, Come, Lord Jesus. I'll be reading the pastoral letter at the end of this Mass. But for now, I simply want to pick out a couple of ideas from the scripture readings to help us get started. I mentioned the two comings of Christ. They're reflected in the readings. Today's first reading is a prophetic promise that he will come. It's a reference to the first coming. Jeremiah didn't know when, but he knew that the Messiah would come, and he knew that he would be a descendant of King David. Today's second reading is a reference to the second coming, St. Paul's encouragement that we be ready for the Lord's return. And then in the gospel today, we get Jesus' rather stern warning and wise counsel about the importance of being prepared. After mentioning the disturbing signs and events that will take place, which he tells us so that we will take it seriously, not so that we'd be frightened, but so that we realize we're talking about something important. And then he gives a very quick three-part warning, three things that will prevent us from being ready. He says, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy, sleepy, from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. Those are the three things, you know, carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of daily life. And that day catch you by surprise like a trap. In my Tagalog Bible, sabi dito, mag-ingat kayo na huwag magumon sa katakawan at paglalasing at mabuhos ang inyong isip sa mga intindihin sa buhay na ito. Baka abutan kayo ng araw na iyon na hindi handa. Okay, so now there are many kinds of sins, of course, and Jesus could have mentioned others. He could have mentioned murder and adultery and lying, stealing and cheating and pride and envy and jealousy and lots of others. But he chose to mention these three. For some reason, he chose to mention carousing, drunkenness, and letting the anxieties of daily life take over our mind. Now, almost everybody knows that carousing and drunkenness are a problem. There's something wrong with them, and people's conscience will disturb them if they get caught up in carousing and drunkenness. But anxieties of daily life? I don't think most of us face this sort of sin very directly, where we simply get caught up in our daily cares, and we forget about God, and we forget about His good plan for us. Where we think more about whether we have enough money, or about what other people are thinking about us, or we get caught up in thinking about them, or talking about them, or about how we can look better, or how we can get ahead of others, or how we can get the next great gadget on sale. And we just don't bother to pray. We just don't bother to love. We don't even think about it. We don't think about the end. We just get caught up in anxieties of daily life. And our conscience gets dull. It's like falling asleep spiritually. And this is very common. That's why Jesus warns us against our hearts becoming drowsy. It's not that we're jumping into the worst possible lifestyle, but we're just falling asleep. So my suggestion for the beginning of this Advent is that we take a look at this sort of sin, and we repent of this sort of sin, this petty selfishness and laziness and indifference to the needs of others, wasting time on the internet, getting caught up in the social media, getting caught up in idle talk, willingness to ignore problems in our relationships. Now, these things might seem small, they might seem insignificant, but they are preventing us from being ready for the Lord to come, and preventing us from welcoming Him when He comes, and we don't even notice it. So Jesus tells us to be vigilant, to pray, so that we will be ready. Let's open our hearts then for His warning, and let us wake up and repent of all our sins, including the ones that we don't pay too much attention to, so that we can stand up in joyful anticipation of His coming into our lives. So I'll leave you with that, and the letter from the bishop can give us further guidance for this beautiful season of Advent.